What do you think? Do you think we should get this party started or what?
Let's get it kicked.
All right, here we go. Okay. Yeah, see, this makes me more. You know when that music comes on, I start smiling.
Oh, yeah.
How about you?
Gets my blood flowing.
Blood flowing.
Gets the juices going. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I miss him. Oh, I miss him. Don't you?
I know, I do too.
Yeah, you know, I was watching a thing about him the other day. I don't need nobody.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, and I didn't have a donut this morning. But you know, I think I have too much sugar during the day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think I do too. My guilty pleasure of sugar.
Yeah, it is.
That's, unfortunately, that's the. I think we all suffer from that, a lot of us.
Yeah, you know. How many times do you go to the bathroom at night? How many times do you got to get up and pee?
Oh, gosh. Probably 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, it's from all that McDonald's, Hardee's.
I can believe it. McDonald's.
Steak, yeah. Burgers, Culver's. Well, probably not Culver's. Culver's is goodness.
Yeah.
You know, Culver's would never, ever give you something.
It comes out the other end.
Yeah, well, Culver's. See, it doesn't do that to me either.
Yeah.
You know, it just, you know, it is what it is.
It is.
So, what do you got planned for the weekend?
Well, looks like I'm going to be doggy sitting.
Yeah, they're doggy sitting.
I found this out this morning. Nothing really of the ordinary going on this weekend other than that.
Well, my awesome nephew is having his graduation party this weekend, so I'm going to be at that. I'm telling you, it's going to be fun.
Why? Uncle Deplorable has got to come and take out the doggies.
Hey, well, you know, thank you for doing that. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody has a friend that they can count on to come over and take the dogs out. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You can guarantee I'll take them. I love dogs.
Oh, yeah. You like taking the dogs out.
Well, the dogs are cool.
Well, you want to hear something kind of scary? Good morning, Roger Rabbit. So I go out yesterday, and you know me. I'm not really afraid of a lot of things. However, I did have a little bit of a scare yesterday. So I'm out walking and I go out by my lawnmower, which I'm replacing a deck bearing.
Right.
You know, and so it's up, you know, like the 60-inch deck, big X mark. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And I go out there and I'm not really looking at the ground, not paying attention. And a big freaking snake. I almost stepped on it.
Oh.
A big, big snake.
I'd have done me in.
I was shivering, man.
You know me, I ran out in the middle of the highway.
So I come in and I grab, you know, my son, Colin. I was like, Colin, do you want to see a huge grass snake? And, you know, I don't think it's actually a grass snake. I think it's called a whip snake or something. It's got an orange stripe down its back.
Oh, okay.
But there are garden snakes that look like that, too.
Yeah.
But this thing's big. I mean, it's big. So I'm looking around and, you know, around here, you never know, you know, is it a copperhead? You know, is it a grass snake? You know, there's so many different snakes here. Anyways, so I go out and I'm looking for it and I finally see it and I move this piece of wood. And as I'm standing there, the female was right behind my right foot and I didn't even notice.
Oh.
So there was two of them.
You were blocking her from mating with the other one.
Well, you know, I think she was angry. And then I went to, you know, stop the snake. He wanted to bite me.
Well, yeah.
He wanted to bite me.
He was trying to take care of business. You interrupted.
Well, I never looked at it in that perspective, but.
Yeah.
Kevin Matern. You know what? It's awesome that we get him on here. We don't get to see him very often.
No, we don't. Good to see you, Kevin.
Yes. You know, so I was scared to death, man. You know, heights. I used to be really afraid of electricity, heights, and snakes. I have gotten over heights.
Yeah,
at certain periods of time in my life, not that I wanted to.
Heights other than cliffs.
Well, it was paying the bills. You know what I mean? Roofing and, you know, stuff like that. So you just say, if I fall off and die, I fall off and die at least, you know. but when it comes to snakes, that's something completely different because you just don't see them.
No.
So now you know there's problem areas. Like you look in problem areas. So I'll give you an example. On the farm we were on, the farmer had, you know, hay bins. Well, he wouldn't change the hay bins, and he just kept adding and adding and adding. And, you know, it's kind of what they do. The lazy farmers will do that.
Right.
Where they don't clean it out and they don't measure enough. They just, you know, bring round bales out and they set them in there. Well, those are snake havens. Now, you go around there when it gets really sunny and all the snakes will be sitting outside. And there, my friend, was a lot of copperheads over by that.
There would be no deplorable day in sight.
Well, I'll tell you this. When I came down here, they're like, oh, you know, those copperheads, they're more afraid of you than you are of them.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. That's a lie.
It is a lie.
Now, I'll give you another one. I've been around a lot of cottonmouths. Okay. Yeah. There's not as many cottonmouths here as there are copperheads.
Right.
But a cottonmouth sees me and they're in the water. They're trying to get away.
Right.
Okay. Now, I have seen one time at one of the places that we go swimming, a cottonmouth go in between 25 people, never bit anybody, just it was going somewhere. So it went through. That's the only time that I saw a cottonmouth that wasn't afraid to be there, tried to get away.
Right.
However, I have ran across copperheads that have sat right there and they have watched me come and I've seen them. I'm talking like long ways away, 50 feet away. I've seen them sitting there and I've actually had them come towards me.
Oh, yeah.
As I was walking to them. So, you know, don't
they're an approachable snake.
I don't know if they're approachable or not.
They're approachable towards you.
Oh, they are. Yeah. And, you know, I think they can smell fear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So before we get started, I wanted to show everybody something, a little something, something. You know what I'm saying? Check that out. What is that?
Oh, that is the Morning Crankers coffee cup, where you can find it at the Cost Club, guys.
Yeah, now there's just a few things on here at this point. There's going to be a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
But I like this one. The Morning Crankers social distancing champ. And it's got a picture of Bigfoot on it.
Right.
And then,
and by the way, they screenshotted a shot of me in the shadows.
Well, this one down here says, "That's too much bacon," said no one ever.
No. My favorite motto.
Yeah, you know, and then, of course, the coffee cup. But that's a generic coffee cup. So you've heard of what, you know, the guy.
Yeah.
That what one guy?
The one guy.
You heard about what he's doing with the coffee mug club, the mug club?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to have the donut club.
Yes.
And we're going to have really nice mugs. But I wanted to ask, you know, the fans something.
Well, the ladies think we already got nice mugs, but, you know.
Well, let me ask you this, folks, and this is to all of you out there. Would you rather have a nice open coffee cup that you have on, you know, your breakfast table or your regular table, whatever? Would you rather have one of those? Or would you rather have one of those tumblers that you put the top on, you know, it's like keep yourself cold for 24 hours. Which one would you rather have? Like if you were going to join a club.
Right. Right.
And you were going to pay so much per month and you were going to get one of those as part of the deal. Would you rather have a coffee mug or would you rather have one of those tumblers that, I don't know, what say you?
Tumbler.
You'd rather have the tumbler?
Yeah.
Is it because you don't drink as much coffee?
Probably.
Is it because you don't drink Coke anymore?
Probably.
Let's see. My coffee has a penguin on it. I like it, Dan Jackson. Mandy says both. She wants both. Matt Finn says open cup at home, Yeti at work. See, that's kind of the way I am.
Yeah.
I've got this thing, okay? But I also start my morning out drinking out of a regular cup.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
No. I start my morning drinking out of a can. You know that.
Right. Well, and I just can't do that. Tumbler, because you can take it with you, Dan says. Mandy says, let it be a choice. Now, that is some thinking.
That's what I'm talking
about. Isn't Mandy from, like, New Zealand or something?
New Zealand.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, the show's international.
And they say it's a lovely island. One day, I want to visit that.
So, I got a question for everybody, and this is weird. So, we uploaded the audio portion of this, the podcast,
right.
Not the vodcast, not the video, but the podcast. So we started over at sounder.fm, right?
Right.
We uploaded it, or I should say I uploaded. I didn't publish it yet. So it was just kind of hanging on sounder.fm.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, anybody that knows anything about audio podcasting knows you have to send it out or at least put the RSS feed out to, you know, Apple, iTunes, you know, Google, Amazon, you have to do that.
Right.
So I set that up the next day. And before I hit publish, I looked, there was 37 views on Morning Crankers. I'd never published it.
Right.
And 11 of them were from Ireland.
Yeah, we talked about this the other day.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird.
I mean, I don't know, folks. Look at that mug. Does this look like an Irishman?
I think that's what's bringing us in from Ireland, you know. I think we reeled them in.
Well, I'm wondering, you know, that one guy from Braveheart?
Yeah.
The very non-athletic, slow, but has the big hammer guy?
Well, that wouldn't be me.
It kind of looked like you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
Like if you had braids,
yeah,
you know, barrettes
yeah,
in your braids, you know, hidden, of course.
Right.
But you know what I'm talking about, you know. You kind of look like that guy.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay, or if you go to the other movie, Troy, with Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Okay. You kind of look like Agamemnon's brother. Okay, you know, the one that was married to the beautiful girl. You know, go to war with me, brother.
Go to war with me, brother. You can do this.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It was just weird. I was like, hey, Ireland, France. Now, my other show. A lot of French, a lot of Germans, a lot of Norwegians.
I know what it is. Ireland and France, they want to see deplorable Dan's underpants.
Well, now I think that you're dreaming.
But anyway.
Doug says that's a Scott. I know. See, you can't even reference, you know, William Wallace and Braveheart.
Yes.
But that's he was great. Scottish. He's right. Yes. But, you know, okay, give me a war or fighting movie about Ireland.
I can't think of any.
the IRA.
Only thing I think of is, you know? Only thing I can think of is the IRA or the
yeah, right.
Or a Irish pub.
Yeah, I can't figure that one out.
Leprechauns.
there's a resemblance. Leprechauns. Yeah. I'll go with that one. It's National Crouton Day.
Ooh,
I love croutons. Yeah. You know what I really like croutons in?
What's that?
French onion soup. You ever had that?
I've had French onion soup.
Oh, it's really good. Okay, I'll give you another thing. Take some chicken breasts, okay? Because chicken breasts dry out real fast.
Oh, all yeah. Right?
So get your olive oil. Coat that chicken breast in olive oil. Put your favorite seasoning on, like, you know, some Tonish.
Yeah.
Some Tonish, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then take some croutons. Like Italian-flavored croutons, crush them up, rub them in there real good. Let them sit on there. Put them in the fridge. Let it get cold a little bit so it sticks on there.
Right.
And then go take them out to your grill and start cooking them. And it's going to be good and it's going to be juicy because all that gets trapped in. You know what I'm saying?
Gosh. Yeah. Sounds good.
Oh, it is. It's marvelous. Oh, it's also National Frog Jumping Day.
Wow.
Didn't know there was such a thing. However, I have watched frog jumping races.
Right.
What was it in? Was it Little Rascals 2 where they have frogs?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, and we can go way back. You remember the kid that said, release them, get, you know, was that a Never-Ending Story?
I think so.
In the beginning where, you know, he's saving the frogs?
Yep.
So frogs are part of, you know, American culture. You know, the prince of the frog.
Yep.
You know, my wife got lucky because I never had the froggy part. It was just the prince part.
Yeah.
How about you?
I've never been so lucky.
It's also, get this one. Now, are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's National Apple Pie Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so you're an apple pie freak.
Yeah, I am.
I mean, like, you're a freak.
Yeah.
If you had the opportunity, you would eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, I would.
If you could get away with it, you'd do
it. I would tear it up 3 times a day.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, apple pie. That old saying, American is apple pie. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Even though apple pie has been around in Italy for centuries.
Right.
We're not going to talk about that, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But apple pie is awesome. And my wife cooks a pretty damn good apple pie.
Right.
Best apple pie you ever had?
Best apple. I would like to have her make a cobbler. I already told her I was going to bring the apples, bring everything, all the ingredients.
Dan Jackson says, don't hump the pie. Remember American?
One of the best movies of all time.
Yeah, well, the series. What was the worst one in the series?
Probably, I think, two.
You think two is the worst?
Yeah.
I know Stifler changed. His character got a little bit more over the top.
Well, it was.
I thought it was over the top. When he from the minute that he goes there with the bus and he gets out, you know, speaking of that, didn't you just have something about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I did. Matter of fact, I did. I've got it right here.
You do? Well, hang on a second.
All right, guys. Jay-Z, Foo Fighters, and Go-Go's, them beautiful ladies from the 80s.
The Go-Go's.
In Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on very first ballot. Well, congrats to them, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Were elected Wednesday, which was yesterday, to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, their first time on the ballot, leading a class that also includes Tina Turner.
Oh, awesome.
Carole King and Todd Rundgren. I want to beat on the drum all day. Remember that song? And each will be honored during an induction ceremony in Cleveland on October 30th before what organizers hope is a full house of fans enjoying live music again. Oh, my.
Doesn't it feel good? I mean, here's the thing.
I can't wait for concerts.
They're talking about opening up all the schools, even though I'm just saying. Our school's been open up.
Yeah.
It's been open. They've been going. We've went to weddings. Right. We've went to other functions. We went to everywhere.
That's a movable object.
Right.
We're talking about.
Although, I am getting sick of the mask mandate in Springfield, Missouri. You bunch of jackasses.
You and me both.
Listen, there's nowhere else around here that you have to wear one.
That's right.
And they're just taking extra special precautions.
Yeah, extra special precautions that you breathe in those nice, safe masks.
You know what I'm just saying. It's one of them things.
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
I think wearing the mask is more deadly. The way I keep hearing.
Well, it could be. And you know the like job fairs and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think that's an awkward thing to have to go to a job fair, sit down for an interview, and have a mask on? Is that something weird?
Unless your employee don't want to look at you.
Well, I mean, that could be, but what if you want to look at them?
I know, right?
Okay, I'll just give you an example, because I'm kind of old school this way.
Right.
I think that there are, like, some people look good with a face piercing, you know, maybe an eyebrow ring or something like that. But I'm telling you this, if I was hiring somebody to represent my company,
right,
and they got a face mask on and I can't see their face, and they show up and they got a hog ring through the nose, or they got one of those, you know, those clear spacers in the side of their cheek where you can see their, I'm going to be pissed.
Well, yeah.
They might be really nice people, but that's not how I want my company represented. Yeah. Yeah, and it's my company, so I get to pick how it's represented.
You're trying to be professional.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you do in cases like that? Because you can't fire them for that after you hire them.
Once you hire them, you're stuck. Because if you let them go, then that's lawsuit.
Yeah. Hello, Danny. Danae.
Yes, good to see you, Danae. Dan Jackson, good to see you. The other Dan's in the house.
Danae has like three names.
Wow.
You know, if she wants the same, she can. But a lot of these people have like different names, you know.
I've got like four or five nicknames.
Yeah, well, you know, I do too. I've been working really hard at trying to, you know, just be better.
Right.
Okay. And I've been taking personal lessons from Chuck Norris.
You have?
Yeah, I'm happy to say.
Don't let it kick you in the teeth, though.
Well, I can now kill two stones with one bird.
Really? I thought Chuck could only do that.
Well, you know, he's teaching me how to punch people in the soul. You know what I'm saying?
He's always had a touching thing about him, you know.
Well, next lesson is he's teaching me how to drown a fish.
Ooh.
Yeah. In case we go, you know, swimming in the ocean and there's great whites.
Yeah, he'll help you chop them up, too.
Yeah, well, you know, Chuck Norris is just pretty much awesome at everything.
Yeah.
You know, before the boogeyman goes to bed at night, he checks his closet for Chuck Norris.
Yeah, he does. He ends up kicking his arse.
Well, you know. It just, you know, it is what it is. I got to ask you something. We touched on this the other day, but I want to get to it in a big way, because I think that it kind of shows what's going on right now. This story, Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit fails drug test, trainer says. So they stripped it.
Right.
from. Okay, so Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has tested positive for a banned race day drug. Its trainer announced it. Now, what do you think should happen with this? What do you think?
Well, I think it's could be similar to what baseball did with Barry Bonds.
With who?
And Mark McGwire.
Who?
Back in the day. Put asterisks next to their name.
They should have an asterisk next to their name, don't you think?
Oh, I'm sorry. They didn't put an asterisk next to their name, but they should be.
You're damn right they should be.
Because if they're going to put an asterisk next to Peter Edward Rose, they sure as hell better.
Now, do you think that's a Reds thing?
I think that New York has it, always had it in for Cincinnati because we're such a small market team. The big cities don't like the little cities.
Right. Well, Pete Rose has almost every record in the book, right?
Right. He does. I mean, he's the all-time hit king. I mean, you can't take away what the man accomplished on the field. He was the all-time doubles leader.
Well, aren't they allowing now gambling in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I think so.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're keeping him out and, you know, these other steroid guys in.
Right.
But when did you ever think that it was going to reach the Kentucky Derby?
This is really what, right, that's true. But, I want to hit on the Pete thing, too, a little more, because I believe that the reason why they hammer on Pete Rose a lot, too, is because he was a woman's man. He would definitely.
Oh, he was a ladies man.
Yes. He
really?
Was very much. If you follow.
Is that where you get it from?
Kind of.
You're like a Pete Rose wannabe?
Yeah. Well, hey, why not? What do you say? He was my idol as a child. You
know? Pete Rose, the Peter Hose, you know. there's something in sports right now.
Right.
Is it me or are you looking for something pure?
I am. And I miss it because, you know, like I said, when I was younger, and I can even go back 15, 20 years ago, you know, sports was awesome, you know, and then all of a sudden everybody had to make a political.
Well, let me ask you this.
To make it political, I should say.
In Washington, there's a bill on the table right now. To make it animal abuse if you breed cattle.
Ooh.
Okay. Basically, they're just trying to eliminate grass-fed cattle.
Right.
You know, from us being able to enjoy them, a steak or burger. That's what they're trying to do. But here you are with this case, Kentucky Derby winner. The horse is tested positive for, you know, enhancement drugs.
Right.
Now, they want to make it a felony out there to breed cattle. Would it be a felony to give a horse steroids?
It should be, if you're going to do that with the cattle.
Well, should it be or shouldn't it be? I think that doing that with the cattle is a terrible idea.
Well, yeah.
I think anytime that they're trying to shrink our food supply, literally, they're talking about us eating bugs in 20 years.
No,
that
the
main source of protein is going to be
bugs.
Well,
they're also talking about us eating this scientific remodified drugs and, that they're going to make for us to dumb us down more, and then they're going to make modified foods to dumb us down.
I'm telling you, people in America don't need any more help dumbing themselves down.
I'm telling you.
Have you seen our education system lately?
I know.
You know what I mean? I mean, just like eating rotten meat to get high.
Yeah.
We covered that story yesterday.
That's dumb.
Tide Pods.
Yeah.
People believing in stuff because they don't know history.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm just picturing our founding fathers. Would they have ever ate soylent green?
Right.
You
know what I'm saying?
I don't think our founding fathers were cuck boys. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. They want us to eat bugs, Kim says. And she's right. They do. They want us to eat bugs. They want to get rid of cattle. Now, here's the thing. Wasn't the super progressives always the people that were like, let's take care of animals, the beauty and...
Right.
But now they literally want to commit genocide against cattle because they think that they are scientists and they know what's going on.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But they can't handle a pandemic, these scientists. What is the last thing that a scientist has created that has benefited people around the world?
Nada.
I don't remember the last time.
I don't remember
time.
Anything.
You know what I mean?
They created everything for panic is what I've noticed. And they've created everything to dumb society down and make things worse.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say that this is an illustration, the Kentucky Derby horse getting, you know, popped for illegal drugs. This is a typical thing that you find around greed.
Yeah.
Why do you take steroids? To make more money, to hit more home runs, to win. Why do you want to win? Because if you win, you make money.
Yep. Losers greed. Don't make money, that's what they say.
Well, greed before need. Yeah. You know, okay, so this goes further than that. Let's say that you take this racehorse. What is the ultimate objective of a racehorse? Well, it's to have the racehorse be able to donate its sperm to have other horses, you know, so they can have, you know, top-rated, you know, horses. Mm-hmm. What happens to all the people that spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for horse semen from this horse that was taking performance-enhancing drugs? Do they now have a case for fraud?
Yeah.
Should they have a case for fraud?
Sure. Yeah, and you know what's weird, though? That they inject these horses with these steroids, and that's where, get this, this is where you get the steroids from as a horse.
Well, some of them.
Some of them. Most of them. Yeah,
that's you also get glue from there, but you know.
Well, I'm just saying that's where the ball players used to get the roids from.
There you go. Yeah, you see,
that's where I'm going with it.
Well, you could. It's all full circle.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is greed has to end.
It does.
You know, it's just some of the ideas that we're growing up with. Like, what do you think about college players paying the athletes? What do you think about that?
I think they should be paid. I've been saying that for a long time.
Okay, let me play the devil's advocate here.
Okay.
Do you think that's going to ruin college football, for example?
No. I think they'll actually try harder and play harder.
You think they will?
Yeah.
Okay, what about the guy that's not making any money?
Like who?
Like any of the guys that aren't superstars, any of the guys that aren't going into the league, the guys that are hole fillers. Do you think that they're going to play harder because somebody else on their team's making money and they're not?
No, I'm sure it's going to be like that, but. You know, that's
so what you're saying
it's
is
politics.
It could potentially ruin college sports.
Are you saying it's politics and sports?
I'm saying that to a point, but I'm also saying, when is the left going to say equality? Right. Every player should be making money.
Right.
It opened up a Pandora's box of things that I don't know if we're ready to deal with. Okay.
What if they can put it like my dad said that he agrees that they should. Me and him both talked about it. He said, put it at a set price where it doesn't matter if you're the star on the team or you're not the star on the team. You guys get the set amount for the year, and that's it.
Well, so what you're saying is you don't believe in free market capitalism when it comes to that. You believe in a socialistic ideology when it comes to paying.
All right. It's a fine line that we walk right there. I understand, but
here's the thing.
We have to keep it close and square. I mean, because we can't let it.
The problem is that a lot of these kids, they can't even get a job when they're on a scholarship. They don't pay for their food or entertainment or, you know, dorm fees. They don't pay for that. What they do pay for is, you know, this class costs this much. Okay, so you're playing football for us. How about allowing these kids to get a job also? They can't. You know, that hasn't changed. I think that anytime you introduce money into something, it introduces greed. At a certain level, which therefore will eventually lead to people being corrupt.
Right.
Not that it hasn't already happened. You know, people buying, you know, for certain alma maters, hey, you can come and live in this house and you can live there and we'll rent it to you for $300 a month and it's a, you know, $10 million mansion. That stuff happens.
It does.
You know, I do believe that the Ohio State coach got in trouble for something like that recently, didn't they?
Urban Meyer?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was something to do with that. Yeah.
So what you're saying is Ohio State was cheating?
No, they weren't cheating.
So what do you call that? Now, because here, it's an unfair advantage. Like, the Badgers usually beat the Buckeyes. Okay. So, but what I'm saying
He's making it funny, guys. Anyway.
Do you think that because they were cheating during recruiting, so you recruit better players to play for a team... And, you know, the Badgers are clean as a whistle. They don't do that. So they are at a disadvantage when it comes to that. Do you think that could have something to do?